Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, October 3rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks fell in volatile trading Friday, but with something of a moral victory following what looked like a rout at the open after President Trump tested positive for COVID-19. But the main market averages paired steep losses after House Speaker Pelosi said relief for the airline industry was advancing in Congress. No doubt rattled as carriers, including American and United, began cutting tens of thousands of jobs after federal payroll support expired on September 30th. Meanwhile, a disappointing jobs report that showed less hiring than analysts had forecast underscored the urgency of pushing through an aid measure. For the week, the S&P 500 closed up 1.5%, but late selling pushed the index back below its 50-day simple moving average at 3,355. The Nasdaq also added 1.5% for the week, and the Dow gained 1.9%. Stocks fell sharply during pre-market trading on Friday as President Donald Trump tweeted he and First Lady Melania Trump have begun to quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. To say this potentially could be a big deal is an understatement, Rabobank declared according to the AP. Anyway, everything now takes a back seat to the latest incredible twist in this U.S. election campaign. The price movement contrasted to what would normally be a day of cautious trading ahead of the September non-farm payrolls report, which disappointed at 661,000 versus an 850,000 consensus, though the unemployment rate fell to 7.9% versus 8.2% consensus. Judge Carl Nichols of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia halted the ban of TikTok that was set to go into effect earlier in the week. The ban would have covered new downloads on the app in the U.S., though attorneys for TikTok made the case that the ban infringed on free speech and due process rights. What's next? The plan for Oracle and Walmart to become minority investors in a new TikTok global is still up in the air, though some clarity may be coming as Judge Nichols set a new timeline for the saga. Big data firm Palantir and corporate software company Asana became the latest businesses to challenge the traditional IPO process by debuting on the New York Stock Exchange in the form of a direct listing. Depending on how successful they are, more companies could choose to go public this way going forward, especially if they are allowed to raise new money as part of the process. Going public via direct listing tends to be a quicker route and involves less security, while super trendy SPAC mergers are also gaining prominence. Due to the ongoing economic uncertainty from the coronavirus response and the need for the banking industry to preserve capital, the Fed extended its ban on share buybacks for the rest of the year. Additionally, dividends will continue to be capped and tied to a formula based on recent income. The decision will apply to banks with more than $100 billion in assets and will likely come as a disappointment to lenders like J.P. Morgan, which has already indicated interest in resuming share repurchases. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon took to the skies at the controls of a Boeing 737 MAX, which has been grounded for 18 months following two fatal crashes that killed 346 people. "I like what I saw on the flight," he said after the flight, while adding that, "we are not to the point yet where we have completed the process." Boeing not only rewrote the software for the MCAS control system, which was faulted for the crashes, but also the entire flight computer software. Other steps that remain before the 737 MAX can return to the skies include airlines drafting their own pilot training, getting it approved, and training their pilots. Royal Dutch Shell said it will slash up to 9,000 jobs, or over 10% of its workforce, as it nears the end of a global restructuring review designed to position it for a green energy transition. The move adds to a growing list of major announcements this year, which has seen big oil slash dividends, take multi-billion dollar write-downs, and axe jobs following oil's coronavirus-induced plunge. In June, BP said it intended to cut 10,000 jobs as it moved into cleaner energy. Chevron plans to trim 10 to 15% of its global workforce, while ExxonMobil is reviewing staffing country by country. Disney let go of 28,000 workers in response to the pounding its theme parks have taken in the COVID-19 pandemic. We've cut expenses, suspended capital projects, furloughed our cast members while still paying benefits, and modified our operations to run as efficiently as possible. However, we simply cannot responsibly stay fully staffed while operating at such limited capacity, Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro declared. He also took a shot at California Governor Gavin Newsom, noting the state's unwillingness to lift restrictions that would allow Disneyland to reopen. The House passed a $2.2 trillion Democratic coronavirus stimulus plan on Thursday night, as a bipartisan deal continued to elude Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who had suggested a $1.6 trillion response. The two have talked every day this week, but they failed to bridge a gap on a range of issues, including how much aid to send state and local governments, and whether to establish a liability shield for businesses and schools. Time is running out as lawmakers prepare to leave Washington for the remaining weeks of the 2020 presidential and congressional campaign, while the $600 per week supplement unemployment benefit and window to apply for PPP loans all expired weeks ago. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.